The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is happening now. Save up to $1,000 on Beautyrest Black adjustable sets and experience next-level comfort and support. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup. But hurry, deals this big won't last long. Only at Sleep Outfitters.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
On this week's Business Spotlight, I'm catching up with Emma Coffey, the young business owner behind Final Bend Clothing and UGC.ie as well. Firstly, Emma, Final Bend was where it all started for you. Can you tell me what inspired you to take that step and start the business journey?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because it seems so long ago now, and telling the story of starting a business when I was 17, it makes me feel ancient, but I'm 24 now. I set up Final Bend when I was in secondary school, and a lot of people will ask me if it was kind of a school project, but it was actually quite the opposite. It was something I was doing in between studying for various different exams. I was kind of treating having this little side hustle of a sportswear clothing business as a separate subject. So I was always mad into athletics. I'd been kind of running and competing in athletics since I could walk almost. And unfortunately, I kind of got injured, which spurred on this crisis of identity. And I thought, well, if I can't stay connected to the sport that I love, which was athletics, then I'm going to have to get creative here. Like, how am I going to keep up with all my friends? So I looked into it and I ended up setting up a little stall at the Munster indoor track in Nina. So the very, very beginnings of Final Bend was as this little clothing stall at the side of a really, really tiny track in Nina. It was freezing there, so hustling hats to kind of people watching, spectators and everything seemed like a great idea, and it ended up being a great idea. So my very first customers would have bought Final Bend beanies that also had the Munster Athletics kind of logo on it. So it was fab. But yeah, I was doing that at 17.
What a journey. How did you keep it all going with school? And then I know, like, going into college and things like that, I don't even know how I would keep that all flowing and not let something slip. Like, as in, you seem to have just done so wonderful at multitasking with all of it.
Yeah, I think it kind of is something that you can work on. Like, multitasking is a skill, but then also I definitely wouldn't say that I'm that good at it. I think I'm really good at kind of procrastinating on productive tasks. So I will find something that'll occupy myself with. And, you know, if that's a business, then how bad? But I was probably kind of hyperfixating on it for a while and neglecting maybe the Leaving Cert. But we got there in the end. I ended up going to UCC. I did a business degree. And during my time in UCC, I got a Quirkus Innovation and Entrepreneurship Scholarship. So then I was kind of like, oh, I can justify this business a bit more. You know, it's really getting me through college. So, yeah, I think kind of multitasking or being able to hyperfixate on things that ended up working in my favor, like having a business that kind of ended up being somewhat successful.
How did the athlete mindset transfer into the entrepreneurial world? I know you mentioned there about having to finish your sporting career, and I'm so sorry to hear that you got injured, because that is every athlete's worst nightmare, and it's so admirable to see how you've managed to find your place in that world nonetheless, like, in another way. How did all of your, I suppose, discipline and things like that from competing in athletics transfer into starting a business?
Oh, it transferred so wonderfully, because I know this trait in other entrepreneurs. It's competitiveness. And one thing that you do learn from an early age in sports is, you know, like, your competitive edge is what can set you apart. So kind of growing up being super involved in athletics or like sports or anything, I was always really competitive, anything I was doing. And yeah, that just translated so nicely, because I was able to like build Final Bend, the sportswear company, you know, kind of with this bit of grit and determination to keep going and make it the best that it could be. And then, you know, going through college and being able to apply the things that I was learning in college to the business was then kind of this other edge that I was giving myself, it felt like. So I was always learning and like really eager to learn. And I think from growing up doing sports, you do learn that too, because you have to be so perceptive. You know, you don't know all the answers, your coach does. So I was kind of treating, well, I don't know all the answers in business, but these lecturers do. Or another like really handy resource for me was always YouTube. Like there was never any class in secondary school like how to start a business 101, but there were free YouTube resources that I taught myself everything I needed to know. And again, like it would just be kind of, you know, you don't have all the answers, but you are empowered yourself to go and find them. So I was always kind of that student who maybe was kind of eager to learn new things. And I think it just, yeah, it came from being competitive and growing up, I suppose, with that bit of discipline from sports, definitely.
Well, you mentioned there like not having how to start a business 101 when you were in school, but you seem to have done very well for yourself, because not only did you start Final Bend Clothing, you have UGC.ie as well. Tell me about moving on to start another business and what it's about if people aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, so I suppose towards the end of being in college, Final Bend at that point had taken off on TikTok and Instagram. So we're kind of talking 2021, 2022, like e-commerce was huge. Businesses were really blowing up organically. And by that, I just mean they weren't spending a lot of money and they were posting videos onto TikTok. And these videos were making them sales for their business websites. And so was the case for myself. Like it was like me and my sister probably at the time. But we were posting on TikTok daily, getting sales for the business, and like quick plug, definitely follow Final Bend on TikTok and Instagram. But that was genuinely the idea that sparked the next business venture, because I realized something that I was doing quite natively, just being like slightly younger and able to hop on trends and see the business advantage I was getting from having this zero ad spend kind of organic sales strategy through social media. It was giving me a huge advantage. And through COVID, we had a situation where a lot of kind of marketing tactics that may have worked in the past, they stopped working because, well, clothing shops shut down, high street retail shut down, and people had to adapt really quickly. And one way you can post things really quickly onto TikTok, or, you know, you can throw up an Instagram story really quickly. And social media was just growing for business really quickly. So I kind of saw an area where, well, I represent my own customer demographic with Final Bend. You know, it's sportswear for kind of female age 20 to 40, that kind of age demographic. And I was lucky that I myself, when I'm posting my TikToks, represent that demographic. So I kind of said to my sister, like, you know, there's businesses out there, for example, a gardening center, who wouldn't necessarily be able to easily have their social media girl, who might be 20, represent their target customer market. Whereas there's content creators on TikTok who would be able to create content for those companies and have the videos then relate to a better target market. So it sounds all very kind of convoluted, but essentially I saw an opportunity to have a network of content creators make videos for businesses that were perhaps more traditional. And it just took off. So UGC.ie now, we have about 200 content creators based in Ireland. They're all over the country. We're working with really, really exciting Irish up-and-coming businesses and also Irish heritage brands. You know, we've worked, say, for example, with larger companies that really wanted to showcase, you know, one aspect of their store that they found that people were just neglecting. So they got onto us and said, could you send some people in just to show that we have this new kind of like shoe rack at the back of the store, no one's finding it. And a couple of TikTok videos later and, you know, that shoe rack is flying for them. So that's kind of the business model that UGC.ie works off of.
It's like putting like with like. I mean, a business needs someone to create content. TikTok content creators or any social media content creators need work. Let's put them together. That's basically what
it
is.
Let's put them together.
And it's brilliant.
Exactly.
What a perfect resource for so many, though, because then like people that actually are needing help with the content creation, particularly newer businesses and things like that, at least there's a place that they can go and they can find it. running both of those businesses at such a young age, what is that like? You know, like, how do you have a work-life balance or things like that? Is there even a work-life balance and all of that?
Oh, like, honestly, again, probably one of the most common questions I get asked is like, oh my God, how do you do it all? And honestly, like, it's just so fun. Like, running your own business is really fun. You know, you get to set your working hours and you have all the benefits that come with working for yourself. And I think because I probably missed out on understanding what a real job would be like, I also kind of just was like, well, if I had a boss, I'd probably want this boss to act this way. So that's how I'll act. And, you know, I hear the horror stories from my friends then on, you know, the horrific times that they're working at, or like they've got really busy projects. And I'm kind of thinking, OK, I'll try and make sure that I'm not, you know, pushing that on anyone who's working for Final Bender for UGC. So I suppose it's kind of a mixture of the naivety that comes with never having worked like a proper corporate 9-to-5, and also the excitement that comes with running your own business and being able to be kind of in control, I suppose, of your own lifestyle a small bit. But it definitely does come with the challenges, because, you know, it is really hard then at the other side of it. Like, we've had some really tough days, and at the end of the day, all the decisions fall on your shoulders. So, you know, the silver lining is then, though, that you're the one who gets to kind of pull yourself up and pull yourself out of it. And I suppose it brings it back to the determination and competitiveness to keep going that kind of came all those years ago with trying to start it up in the first place. So,
good days and bad days with businesses. I mean, they're not talked about. I think when people start a business, they predominantly have heard about all of the negatives and all the difficulties in the beginning. But as you say, there are such silver linings in the end, and you can stand back and be so proud of something that you've created. But if there's someone listening this evening, whether it be a secondary school student or someone older who wants to start a business themselves, particularly now feeling influenced after chatting to me, what would be your advice to them?
Yeah, so I suppose my biggest tip is that you might not need as big a budget as you think you need. So going into both businesses, they are completely bootstrapped, which is the kind of businessy term for, you know, self-financed. And one thing I've always kind of been good at is looking for free resources online, be that the local enterprise office, be that YouTube or TikTok. I would say, you know, if you really, really want to start your own business, like, just go for it. And, you know, you can do it alongside your 9-to-5. You don't need to shut down everything and swap over straight away. But the resources are out there. And the second thing I would say is use your network. Like, even at 17, I had a network and it was people in athletics. And I thought, OK, well, I have a solution here for the cold days in Munster, indoors. Hats, you know, so I used my network and I looked at a solution to a problem that network would have. And there you go. That was a business in and of itself. So kind of use your network. You might not need as big a budget as you want. And then free tools are your best friend. So that would always be kind of my tips. But obviously the tip is going to be follow Final Bend on TikTok, because I do actually always talk about the kind of ins and outs and day to day of running a business. And definitely, if you're someone who's a bit younger listening to this, I'd say reach out to the local enterprise office. There's one in just about every single corner of Ireland, and you're going to find all the resources and help and handholding that you need to set up your business, because that's basically what I did.
Thank
all
you.
Those years ago.
Thank you for all of that advice. It's such a minefield. People wouldn't even know. So thank you so much for all of those tips. And I'm sure people will be following you this evening looking for more advice, and no doubt. So thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat. Emma Coffey, who is the young business owner behind Final Bend Clothing and UGC.ie.
This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.